Double Barrel Digressions by David Hinkson Hughes. Recording 3.
Plan A. A lovingly crafted, weeks in the making, fully error-checked, eyes-dotted, foolproof masterpiece. Does not survive not in contact with reality for more than 5 minutes. Plan B. Not to worry, we always have a backup for such eventualities. A rainy day strategy that has never let us down yet. Plan C. Okay, so that tanked us well. Give me a minute. Yeah, I got something. Should work. Plan D. Right, so we're winging it. Fingers crossed. 90% of the best laid plans seem to end up as Plan D. At least mine always do. A probable explanation as to why the world is as it is.
Top tweets.
Kids. Adults find other adults boring as well. That's why we drink. Decaffeinated coffee. Just like every other frustratingly platonic relationship you've ever had. It is, let's face it, the most eloquently simple piece of body language. Our physical gestures provide a fair percentage of our total communication. I can't be bothered to look up the exact figure, so let's say 60%, because it's nice and round. Certainly speech on its own lacks a little something. It is the difference between just hearing a stand-up comic and actually seeing them in the flesh. They are invariably funnier with the actions attached. Much of body language is a symphony of small, subtle gestures that make up the whole picture. A shrug here, a raised eyebrow there, and much of it can be misinterpreted. For example, the famous and probably apocryphal example, where the Western symbol for stop, a flat upright palm, is the same as the Iraqi welcome, especially unfortunate at checkpoints. However, there is one gesture that's unmistakable, even, thanks to American films and TV, in the countries where it isn't part of the culture. The one-fingered salute tells a particular person, or the world in general, exactly what you think of it.
Top tweets.
To make Monopoly realistic now, the bank would have to take all the money and walk away, never to return. My friend is an avid letter writer. One day they'll attempt whole words. If we want to add some real humility to the world, everyone's OFO should, by law, be their passport photo. It has been a long-standing argument of mine, which has often had me labelled as a cheapskate, that expensive presents are wasted on small children and cats. As a useful rule of thumb as to whether your offspring will appreciate the ultra-expensive playset Learning Zone that you decided to lavish on them for their 5th birthday, is if they're more interested in the actual present or the box it came in. If it's the latter, and it's more than likely will be, then congratulations, you've just wasted X amount of cash. The kid would much prefer to do what comes naturally and use their imagination. A big cardboard box is a blank slate on which they can project numerous fantasy worlds. One day it's a fort, another a spaceship, yet another a doorway to a magical land. It's infinitely reusable. As for cats, no one really knows why they like sitting in cardboard boxes. My theory is that it's the cat equivalent of going, mine.
Finn.